News is coming your way next.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.
7:59, good morning. I'm Jeff Daly, live from the Forsyth Classic at the Hickory Point Golf Club. As part of its new master plan, the Macon County Conservation District is asking the public to participate in a short online survey that's aimed at improving the organization's facilities and programs. We're looking for everyone's input as we plan the district's future, says Executive Director Paul Marion. All Macon County residents are encouraged to complete the survey, regardless of how often you visit any of the conservation areas or participate in the programs, if at all. The survey can be found at nowdecatur.com. You can find a link to the survey, that it is, and will be available through tomorrow. The master plan will outline the conservation district's direction over the next 10 years by determining opinions on existing facilities and services, identifying needs, and setting measurable goals. The organization adopted its last master plan in 2004 and expects to have the new one finished in October. More news coming up after Fox News covers the world on WSOY Decatur. It's 8 o'clock.
No relief in sight for North Korea. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Secretary of State reiterating the U.S. will keep up the pressure as he holds more post-summit talks. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, North Korean state media has suggested President Trump might consider lifting sanctions gradually as the country goes through the process of dismantling its nuclear weapons program. But speaking in Beijing, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that's not an option.
We have made very clear that the sanctions and the economic relief that North Korea will receive will only happen after the full denuclearization, the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
Pompeo also saying that North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, understands that getting rid of his nuclear arsenal needs to be done quickly. Dave?
Simon, right after the summit, President Trump announced he'd stop war games with South Korea. And today the Pentagon's expected to confirm the next round of military exercises in August are canceled. The president told Fox,
"We have 32,000 soldiers in South Korea. I'd like to get them home. I would like to, but it is not on the table right now."
A report out today from the Justice Department Inspector General may be critical of the Hillary Clinton probe.
Members of Congress I've spoken to who have been briefed on this have gotten some details suggest that it's going to blister top former FBI officials like James Comey, Andrew McCabe for their mishandling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation.
Fox's Ed Henry. Republicans think she got off light. Democrats believe the case being reopened might have cost Clinton the election. It's been 1 year since a Republican baseball practice was shot up in Virginia.
It was a surreal moment. The first shot, I didn't think, thinking a gunshot. But by the second one, and Trent Kelly's over at third, that was the first person he tried to shoot at. Trent's running, yelling, "Shooter." And so at that point, we're all kind of moving around, and then I get hit.
Congressman Steve Scalise, 9 surgeries and a lot of rehab later. He plans to play tonight in the congressional baseball game. Fox News, fair and balanced.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You don't remember days, you remember moments. But when the old tapes and photos that hold your cherished memories degrade, or worse, you lose them, they're gone forever. Hi, I'm Nick Mako.
And I'm Adam Baselager. We started Legacy Box to help you preserve those irreplaceable moments.
Load your Legacy Box with your old tapes, film, pictures, and audio, and send them in. You'll get them back on DVD or a convenient thumb drive.
Visit LegacyBox.com/USA. And for a limited time, you'll get 40% off your order. LegacyBox.com/USA.
WSOY News Time is 8:03. Children of divorce in Illinois are less likely to be given time with their dads than kids in nearly every other state. A new study released by parental custody software service Custody Exchange shows dads in Illinois without a criminal past that live nearby see their kids 23% of the year. The only states where fathers see less of their kids are Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. Ben Coltrane with Custody Exchange says there's a big difference between Illinois and a state like Missouri that has 50-50 custody laws. Meanwhile, State Representative LaShawn Ford has been trying to change Illinois' laws to put dads on equal footing with their mothers, who typically get more time with kids regardless of the situation at home. He says Illinois' laws allow lawyers to dictate a child's schedule, not the judge, with input from two parents. Ford's bill has not been granted a committee hearing. In sports, it was the Padres taking 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals last night with a 4-2 win. Meanwhile, the Brewers got their second straight shutout of the Cubs, 1-0, and it was the White Sox over the Indians, 3-2. Cardinals are idle tonight. They are back in action at Busch tomorrow night as they host the Cubs. We do have Sport Talk tonight with Tim Kaine. That comes your way from 5 until 7. Your next news comes your way at the bottom of the hour. I'm Jeff Daly, live from the Forsyth Classic at the Hickory Point Golf Club for WSOY and Newhoff Media, media made locally.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest-running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest-running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, the Decatur Park District, Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Residence Inn in Forsyth. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, highs near 86 degrees for tonight. A 30% chance of showers, mainly after 4 a.m. Cloudy and lows around 67. For your Friday, sunshine, highs near 90. And Saturday, sunny, highs near 94 degrees. It is 69 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. We are live from the Hickory Point Golf Club for the Forsyth Classic. Tournament action starts tomorrow. Coming up this hour, we'll visit with Bill Clevenger and tell you all about a pretty cool event called Ride Illinois. Plus, folks from ADM and the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau join us next.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
I want to thank Seth, by the way, for coming in and doing our Soccer for Dummies segment last hour. So the World Cup is starting, and 90% of the world will be going crazy over this. And here in America, we will react with one big collective yawn. You ought to check it out. There's a lot of great moments that will happen over the next 30 days or so as it is a big deal. Bill Clevenger joins us, and we're going to introduce our guest in just a second. But you guys, this Mid-State soccer program is huge.
Mid-State's exploded.
Yeah.
It's 1,100, 1,200 kids.
But what happens between kids in soccer, and then there's this disconnect when they get to be adults, and soccer, I've been told for 40 years, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Soccer's going to be big. It's going to be huge. And it is with the kids. But for some reason, it never translates over to consumption of it as a sport. And, I mean, we have a big attention span. I mean, we follow hockey. We follow basketball. We follow baseball, football, college sports. I don't understand it.
I think you have a lot of the millennial parents now.
Yeah.
The 35-year-old parent, that 40 and under demographic with young kids. They have their kids involved, but they played.
And that makes a difference.
They really engaged, and you see the MLS teams picking up more steam.
Yeah.
Men's and women's side both to that. And I think you're going to see that continue.
Well, it helps if America makes the tournament.
I mean, absolutely does.
There's no doubt. And I probably imagine time zones and where it's hosted and what time it's, you know, on also makes a difference. But in a world with Twitter and instant access and social media, I mean, you would think it would, I mean, it's not like the information is not there.
I forget what year it was, but I remember my kids getting up at 3 a.m.
Yes.
To watch games.
Yeah.
Or being at each other's houses so they could get up at 3 a.m. and watch World Cup games.
Yeah.
They were engaged, but they were soccer players, so they were engaged. But I think you're seeing that group now.
I hope so.
Be more engaged.
Because if you travel the world, I mean, if you go to a Nike store in Ireland.
Oh.
That's all it is. And most Americans have a hard time believing
football.
That.
Football.
And it is football. And they're not cleats, they're boots. We learned all kinds of great stuff today, with Seth. And so if you want to get a primer for the World Cup, you can listen to that podcast presented by Jigger Pediatric
Dentistry. Well, Seth, Colin, and Eric have just really taken us to the next level.
They really have. Sure. And Collins, I guess, in Cincinnati with some of the team. And
Well, that's where we've evolved to, Brian. I mean, 20 years ago, nobody would have thought this was possible.
Well, 20 years ago, we didn't want bike trails either. And that leads us into our next guest.
That was a good segue.
Wasn't it? See? Thanks for teeing that up. We are going to visit here with obviously Bill Clevenger, the executive director of the Decatur Park District, but also Ed Barsotti, who was with Ride Illinois, and we'll tell you what that means. So let's take a little walk back in time. I was at the Park District at the time, so it would have been about 25 years ago, I guess.
It would have.
Yeah. And the very first bike trail was being put into Fairview Park. The first leg of
it was.
I don't even remember what the length was. Yeah, it wasn't very big.
I remember that. I remember that vividly.
Of course you do, because you always remember the complaints. and people were losing their minds on the West End. That it was going to bring crime, that people were going to... I mean, this is a true story. People were, not everyone, but vocal complaints about what it was going to do to property values, what it was going to do to, you know, all of this. And now, if you go to brinkauto.com and look at a West End listing, they all brag about how close they are to the bike trail, right?
Absolutely.
But it wasn't a vision everybody bought into from the beginning.
You're absolutely right. It wasn't a vision everybody bought into.
It's hard to imagine that now, but that was. And sometimes you just have to have vision, because there's always going to be a group of people that will complain about anything that you do. But sometimes you have to trust in that vision, because you know what's coming and where it culminates. And this is a really cool thing that's happening with Ride Illinois. But those bike trails now, and I remember that master plan, looking at that map, and I don't know where we are with the state. Maybe Ed can fill us in. But, you know, there would have been a network of bike trails where you could literally get on a bike and travel the state of Illinois.
Absolutely, and that vision started probably 30 years ago, and has really evolved now throughout the state. We continue to work on it, but now you're right. People, the ironic thing to me is people at one point in time who wanted fences put up when the bike trail was built.
Yes.
Now we'll have call and
want
say
a gate.
They want a gate, and that's really a good thing.
All right. Ed, you know, we've been kind of behind the curve here. I've been traveling to Hawaii for years, and in Hawaii, I mean, it is all about the biking. I mean, you know, in a place where there's not a lot of, you know, I mean, they keep things the way there are bike trails along every one of those highways. In fact, if you hit that stretch of Kona where they do the Ironman every year, you're driving along, and it's not unusual to see 30, 40, 50, you know, bikers just out for pleasure. Are we catching up in the state of Illinois now?
Yeah, it's definitely increasing. You know, I see the largest growth is in the people wanting to get around for transportation. We're seeing a doubling of that around the country. Millennials especially are looking for alternatives to get around their town in something besides a car. So a bike is a way to do that. Our organization is trying to help communities to become more bike-friendly.
All right, let's start with that. What is your organization specifically? What is Ride Illinois?
Ride Illinois is a statewide bicycle advocacy organization, and we're working on infrastructure, helping out towns, education. We have something called bikesafetyquiz.com for drivers and for cyclists, and favorable laws and so on. So we're just trying to make it easier to have bicycling as an option for people.
Okay, and then this is, we know from our good friends over at Spin City that we work with Kyle May over there. I just bought a new bike, which I'm excited about because it's been a couple of years. I love to ride, you know, indoors during the winter months just to stay in shape. It's better than running. I get so bored on a treadmill, but you get on a real rider or something, you know, where you have some movement. This is something people like to do in groups, though, and you guys are literally doing a large group. Tell me about the event that's going on.
Sure. So this week is the 17th annual Grand Illinois Bike Tour, and it's a six-day ride where we're riding about 50 miles a day. We have, right now in Decatur, we have 240 cyclists in town. About half are camping, about half are staying in hotels, and these are people from 23 states. They like to visit places, explore places, but they do so by bicycle at a very favorable pace.
Okay, so but for the next 3 days, you're stationed here, basically.
Last night and tonight.
Yeah.
And then we move back to Clinton, Illinois. So we have gone from Clinton, Lincoln, Springfield, Decatur, and we'll go back to Clinton.
All right, so you reach out 50 miles, come back for base camp. And so you've got, they're camping at Scoble?
They are.
Yeah.
We have about half camping around the Scoble Clubhouse. We had dinner at the Scoble Clubhouse last night. We'll have dinner out there tonight. And about half at the conference center.
Okay, so
just a great location.
All right, now I'm imagining these people from all walks of life, right? A little bit of everything demographic wise.
There's a lot. It does tend to be somewhat of an older crowd by people who have a little more time available.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're from the Chicago suburbs. They're from other parts of the state. They're from 22 other states. And they're really just normal people who are active by bicycling. It's a social event for them. They get together. They ride during the morning. They certainly have a common issue to discuss and become quick friends when they spend a week together on a tour such as this.
All right, and so rideillinois.org, by the way, is the website if you're interested in finding out more information about the organization or the event itself. How did you guys get hooked up here together?
Well, that's kind of a long story. Ed and I got to know each other back at Conservation Congress. You probably remember those.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s. That's where we met and just kind of evolved over the years. And he was looking for spots to host this tour, and we got in touch. And I have to give a lot of credit to Lisa Gillen for working with Ed and helping put this together. She's become a cycling running fanatic, so to speak, and really worked hard with Ed to help put all this together.
Well, when you think about all the things that are going on, we just had this conversation with Amy Fite just a minute ago. You know, when we talk about occupation rates of hotels, most people would be stunned to realize how high they are, like all over Decatur all the time, just because people are coming in and out of town that's under your radar. You don't know about it, but it is. I mean, there's just this weekend, you got 300, bicyclists. You've got 144 golfers from all over, the world that are here, along with a lot of dads because it's Father's Day weekend, families, caddies. You know, there's all of these events going on.
Add a couple more to that.
Yeah, I know.
Commodore's baseball tournament, which is 8 or 10 teams from several different state area with Kevin Kozlowski and the Commodores. Then you've got the Optimus Golf Tournament, which had 80 or 90 kids in town for three full days. So put all those together.
In one week.
And all of a sudden, a pretty good occupancy rate.
Well, but it's like that all the time. And then the economic impact of these people, like, well, not the bicyclists, but, somebody's got to buy gas and they got to eat at restaurants and you stay in hotel rooms. And the economic impact for that is, I mean, that's what you guys are in the business to do, is provide recreation, but not only for the people who live here, but the people that visit.
I think sometimes that goes a little bit under the radar screen, is that these facilities generate a lot of tourism revenue for various parts of our city, whether it's food, whether it's gas, whether it's hotel stays. All those things factor into that economic impact.
All right. If you could increase the popularity of biking and then also the awareness, I mean, I think that one of the things that always scared me a little bit and I think got me out of riding full time was, you get out on a nice country road and you're having a great day, and I'll never forget, I'm out there and only person on the road out in the middle of the country, and a truck comes by, and there's plenty of room on the road. He decided to, like, he was going to have some fun with it. And I mean, I felt his side mirror, and it was like, man, I thought to myself, this would be a really bad way to die in the middle of nowhere. But safety out on the road, not only on the biker's behalf, but the other drivers, just giving the respect. And I think sometimes it comes from a place of ignorance because it hasn't always been something. But you guys are advocates for that, right? I mean, making it safe for everyone involved.
Oh, absolutely. Besides the infrastructure, education is a big part of it. And so that's why we developed this bikesafetyquiz.com. Covers laws, covers the common crash types, because there's a big education gap. Both cycling as well as drivers are not getting taught how to be in the presence of each other, what are the relevant laws in schools. So we're trying to close that gap.
Yeah, and anything you could do to help, I mean, that makes sense. But there's so many people I know from Kyle and our good friends over at Spin City, which is where we do all of our bike shopping, and they do so much in the community. They just had Ride United, a couple of weeks ago, that it is getting better and more people are getting involved, and the more awareness you have, then the better off everyone is. And that's what, I guess, basically Ride Illinois is all about.
That's what we're all about.
All right, so if folks want to join, they want to find out about how to do this ride next year, or any of the events you participate, I'm sure they're all listed on your website, right?
Yeah. So rideillinois.org is our website. And come November 1st, we'll list the location of next year's tour, where we'll be next June. A little hint is that it won't be too far from here.
Okay. Well, there you go. How come you're not out?
I'm thinking about the bike.
Are you really?
I said thinking, but there's a bike in our garage that Stephen had. So I'm thinking about moving
on to
the bike.
It's a great way,
I'm an old guy.
Listen, it's a great way to get some exercise and get in shape and see and get out, Get out. Peace and quiet.
I love being out in the peace and quiet.
Yeah, I bet you do. See, you can't get any of those complaints out there. All right, World Cup, you going to be following it at all?
I am a little bit.
Yeah? Brazil, who you picking?
Probably Germany.
You're going to go with Germany. Oh, man, Seth hates Germany.
Then I can have a good rivalry with Seth.
You try that. You can tell it's like a continent-to-continent thing, right? The European folks don't get along at all. I was looking at, interesting, Goldman Sachs ran like 270,000 like computer simulations, you know, putting all the raw data in, and they say it's Brazil.
You just have to pick one to stir people up, you know.
I think it's right. See, that's the beauty of it. I don't have any of this built-in rivalry stuff. I don't understand any of it. Yeah. Anyway, if you missed our Soccer for Dummies segment, you can check out the podcast. Ed, good meeting you, and keep up the great work and what you guys are doing.
Thank you, sir.
The more we're out on bikes, the better off. We need, you know, part of the recreation side of this is kids today aren't getting out of the house. Our diabetes rates are soaring. Overweight, obesity is a problem in all ages. Anything people can do to get out, you know, whether it's the golf course, I think there's tons of ideas for Scoville. I really do, with outdoor recreation and the ability to turn that into something that's, what a park looks like in 2018.
Absolutely.
That's an important part of what the park district does, is getting people out and getting healthy, right? I mean, it's just better for our community, better for our employers, better for everyone.
Look at the redevelopment of Nelson Park. We sometimes get focused on the big projects, which we should, but we just opened a cyclocross mountain bike course over there that has obstacles in it and so forth for people to ride. We have the Mile Trail. We just opened the fitness court area that DMH provided for us over there. And I see that court is used all the time now. It's an inexpensive way to get out, get active, and it doesn't have to be an adult, doesn't have to be a senior. Get your kids over there.
That's exactly right.
And
I think as things evolve, and that's some of the criticism comes with that, but you have to evolve as a recreation provider to what the people are doing now. I mean, 25 years ago, bike trail, what's that? You know, now 25 years, people can't imagine not having a bike trail. I mean, you have to be thinking to the future.
Most ask for amenity now are trail systems by our young professional people, our millennials who are moving to your community. And for those of who are interested, we're in a competitive environment to attract and retain people. And quality of life, amenities, community amenities are a huge part of that attraction and retention piece.
All right, we're going to visit with Chris Harrison. He's one of your board members.
He is.
We'll let him answer some of those tough questions. He'll be with us next. And keep up the great work. RideIllinois.org, if you'd like to visit their website and find out. Say hello to all of those cyclists that are in town for us. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Sunny skies today, highs around 86 degrees. Tonight, we've got a slight chance we could see some showers, lows around 67. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 90. Saturday, sunshine, highs near 94. It is 67 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Tayton Lyle, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Yeah.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. Live from the Hickory Point Golf Club, thanks to Mr. Potts and the Chucky, the whole crew out here for hosting us over the next couple of days. We'll move out to the tower Saturday starting at 2 o'clock. Sunday we'll go on the air at noon and literally carry all of the coverage through the check presentation with the Forsyth Classic in its 34th year, which is pretty amazing when you think about shelf life and the duration of an event. Chris Harrison joins us. He is the president of the Parks Board, the Park Board of Commissioners. This is a big event. You know, golf still plays a big role in recreation. It doesn't play the same role it played 25 years ago, as we were just talking about bike trails and the evolution of recreation. Not as many golfers. The ones that do love it are still very passionate about it. But you as a board, you've got to make all those numbers make sense.
Right, absolutely. And as we've talked about for years, you know, golf has changed, and it's interesting. We're at the golf course, and we've talked about biking, and we've talked about soccer a lot today. And it's just an evolving world, but golf is still a very important sport that we have. As you talked about yesterday, it's a lifetime sport, so it's something we know we want to have, continue to have for the residents here. And this is really a spectacle in itself. I was talking to Cindy Dedrick this morning, and I said, Cindy Deck Wolford, just, you know, I need to see this. This course looks completely different. So for the average golfer or somebody that hasn't been here in a while, you really need to come see what's been set up here today.
Absolutely. 144 players from all over the world and great stories to tell. And the caliber of athletes. Now, think about this. Yesterday, just by happenstance, we talked to a young woman on the phone who just got done playing for Alabama. Now, I mean, you know, you don't get much bigger than the Tide. You
right.
know, and she was, her Alabama team was the runner-up national champions in golf. And they were beat by Arizona. And when I drove in the Circle driveway to pick up our two Symmetra Tours to do our WSOYMCA challenge yesterday afternoon, that one of them was on that Arizona team that beat Alabama for the national championship. Now, think about if you had, basketball players, here,
right.
Everybody would be, gaga over the fact you're bringing
right.
that kind of caliber of talent. I mean, if
Absolutely.
You had the March Madness, the NCAA men's championship, players here, everybody would go, oh, my God.
And taking the best players from those championship
yes.
teams to come here and now compete head-to-head.
Absolutely. And in the quarter, I think either the quarterfinals or the semifinals was Duke University, where these two McGuire sisters from Ireland played. So you're talking about top-tier athletes from all over the world, from major universities, and there's a lot of rookies and new faces out here this year. So you don't know. You might be seeing the next Lorena Ochoa or the next Mo Martin or the next,
right.
whatever. And it's out here, and it's free.
Yes, absolutely. That's the best.
I think parking, part. there's a charge, but the tournament itself, and you can have skybox passes and all that, but you can come out and walk this golf course and see these players up close for free Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think seeing an event like this honestly makes you appreciate how good the people on TV are too, but you get to see it up close in person.
Well, they had the junior clinic out here the other morning for all the young kids. They're great with them. The party Tuesday night, pro-ams Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, the trivia night last night. So it has become an entire week of activities.
Absolutely.
But as we just visited with Bill Clevenger, at the same time, you've got a major baseball tournament going on. You've got 300 bicyclists from all over the state of Illinois. You've got a lot of things going.
Right.
All at the same time in this community. How do you balance all that as a board, as a staff? Clearly you want to listen to public opinion, but you also have to be good stewards of the money and figure out how it all works. I mean, it's not an easy job.
It is not an easy job. I've been on the board about 5 years now. And
has it been that long?
It has been, yes. So, and being president now and, my first few weeks and a couple months now have been pretty interesting, but it is a balancing act, and there's not resources for everything, and you have to balance, a group that's very passionate and has tradition and longevity versus the up and coming, whether it be soccer or lacrosse or, foot golf, whatever those variations are. It is really a challenge to balance it. And that's why our board is very diverse too. We've all come from different backgrounds and have different interests in mind.
All right. So tell me about how you come to a consensus on things. The park commissioners are not generally known as having a bunch of split votes, unlike maybe like the city council or other, bodies.
Sure.
You generally, not that you don't have differing opinions, but you generally in a kind of grown up way kind of come to a consensus on things. How does that happen? It doesn't seem political to me.
Right. I don't know because but we're all honest and we respect each other. And we'll sometimes have a conversation and we'll go around and round and we go, you know, we're just going to agree that we disagree here, and we really do. And there are times that, you know, we do have a split vote, you know, and sometimes on smaller issues and sometimes on bigger issues. But I think the key is we're all honest. If we say feel something, we say it. If we disagree with that person, we'll say we disagree. But in the end, we all shake hands and
I
and
see everybody respect. In the media would disagree with what I'm about to say. But I personally think that if you hold your board meetings at noon and you don't have television cameras and everyone's not playing to the media, you have a better grown-up discussion than you do with all the rest of this stuff. And that sounds everybody else would be, oh, transparency. I would rather have functioning adults running organizations that are that can get along and act like adults than this what is transparency? I mean, in this day and age of Twitter, I mean, everything's instantly available.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree. And we have media here. I mean, at our
I know that, but it's not kind of the same sort of theatrics, if that makes any sense.
We're not broadcast on live TV.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how many people are even watching that, but it just is a different dynamic. I just want to say that. That everything, everyone agrees with everything you guys do, but I think it's, the notion is to be grown up and adults about it and try to work together when at all possible.
And I think from a board member perspective, having media that honestly is engaged and is there throughout the entire process is good, rather than showing up for the final meeting and we vote on a $7 million project.
You know,
they've got the headline. Well, there's so, I mean, we've been working on this for months and we'll give you the detail to it. I would say, you know, having media there throughout the entire time is a good thing rather than just going for the punchline.
Okay. So we just did our show at Cape Air yesterday. I know that was not without controversy or
sure.
a split vote, as you mentioned
right.
earlier. But
right.
I think, is everyone now happy with the way it all worked out?
Absolutely. Cape Air is a class act. They brought their CEO, CFO, manager of operations, marketing
flew himself in yesterday.
Flew himself in.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we talked about, you know, we're having some adjustments. We're getting through some things, but they've got new planes coming. That's been one of the things is the planes that we have were not what the Air Choice ones were. They were like Cadillacs. These have two engines, though. And we mm-hmm. talked with the CEO about that. And he said, you know, we could have sacrificed and gone to a nicer plane that has one engine. And it was important to the board. It was important to the business community that we have a multiple engine plane. And that's what Cape Air has offered. And they're bringing us new planes.
And why that is important is something we probably shouldn't skip over. Twin prop is often involved in insurance or with the companies
yes.
that are transporting employees.
Yes.
That's a risk management thing. I don't know that I never felt unsafe in the past era, but that is, there's a business decision behind
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And just a safety decision. They
yeah.
can land the plane with one engine.
Yes.
If one engine fails, you
yeah.
have the second, you land. If you have one engine and that's all you've got, you're.
And that's why the risk management side of that and
absolutely.
Why that's important for companies.
And that was important to the CEO. When we were speaking yesterday with Dan, he said, you know, look, our principle has been we're going to have twin engine planes. We're not going to be leather, you know, king's chairs at this moment because those aren't available. They're not available on the market. They've put an RFP out and they now have found a company that's building them specific for Cape Air, but they would not compromise on that principle of having a twin engine plane.
Well, great stuff. And I know the aquatics facility, the train, you look at what's happening on the East End, even though the Children's Museum is not run by the Park District, it's sitting in, you know, Scoville Park. Do you see that East End becoming sort of a destination? Like, I mean, multiple days. I mean, you can go right now and there's school buses, you know, in the month of May from all over the state of Illinois. I mean,
right.
Danville comes over
yes.
here. But you think about the new addition, $3 million addition to the Children's Museum, which will open on July 7th to the public, right around the corner. The new train and the new train route, which will be put in. You think about the aquatics facility, the amphitheater, the ropes courses, the miniature golf, the batting cages, the workout park, the bike trail. Now you're starting to build a spectacular corridor over there of a really quality recreation that people will come for, not only for our residents, but people from outside.
Absolutely. The key word there is Lakeshore Landing.
Yeah.
And that was a concept that was started 10 years ago, and Cindy Dedrick Wolfer was one of the first ones there spearheading that as well. And it takes time. Everybody thinks these things are going to happen overnight, but it does take time, but it is all coming together. Connecting the zoo to the museum, connecting that whole basin with a bike trail and running path that goes all the way around. It really is an entertainment and recreation destination.
All right, Chris, great stuff as always. We appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. Chris Harrison, president of the Decatur Park Board. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll check in with Benjamin F. Edwards, and then Terry Hamill will join us from the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, heavily involved in this tournament for a very, very long time, well, since the beginning. And we'll tell you about the importance of what that means for tourism dollars as we continue live from the Forsyth Classic. Back with more after this.
The Decatur Alumni Club is holding its annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur with featured speakers, University of Illinois football coordinators Hardy Nickerson and Ron Smith. Tickets are just $25 a person, which includes an entry into a door prize raffle for an awesome Illinois football prize pack and a full barbecue dinner from Pinkies. Get your tickets now via PayPal using the email address DecaturAlumni@gmail.com or by calling 413-1103. The annual Alumni Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur, brought to you by the Decatur Alumni Club.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, Skeff Distributing, Ameren, and Hickory Point Bank. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com. The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, the Decatur Park District, Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Residence Inn in Forsyth. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com.
Spearfishing has or will strike your business, wreaking havoc on your employees, brand, and your bottom line. Spearfishing can't be stopped by traditional email security solutions because messages appear to be legitimate from your boss, a trusted colleague, or a vendor asking you to wire money, confirm login credentials, or worse. Barracuda Sentinel is artificial intelligence for real-time spearfishing and cyber fraud defense. Reclaim your email in minutes with zero impact on network performance. Visit Barracuda.com/AI.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, coming up at the other side of the 40 break, we'll visit with Terry Hamill from the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, what this tournament means to tourism dollars here in the greater Decatur community. But I have some Skybox passes to give away. Lindsay, you gave me that count. I'm looking for it. Sorry. Here we go. Okay. We have 6 for Friday, 8 for Saturday, and only 2 left for Sunday. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. So I don't know how we want to do this. We'll take the first 3 callers.
Okay.
And then they can just in order pick.
So first caller gets first choice.
Yes.
Okay.
So if the first caller takes Sunday, then Sunday's gone. And then they're going to pick from Friday and Saturday. Actually, we'll do 4 of those. 875-1340.
A pair, right?
Yes. A pair to, and just in any given order until we're out.
All right. Got it.
875-1340. I want you to come out and enjoy the Skybox with us. It's a lot of fun. But you don't have to have Skybox passes to enjoy the tournament. I mean, the tournament is, there's a nominal charge for parking. And then you can walk the tournament. In fact, I think walking the tournament is one of my favorite things to do. You know, follow a group around. I've got a lot of host families that have the golfers that stay with them, you know, over the years. But it's not like it used to be. The quality of golf has improved to such a level out here where there was a time where these athletes would come out and stay with host families for 7, 8, 9, 10 years, you know, because they never made it to the LPGA.
Right.
Now, this year, there's all kinds of rookies out here, and a lot of the girls that we've gotten to know over the last year or two are all out on the LPGA playing.
Right.
So, you know, you get a chance to come out and see a future superstar.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, and it's a great day to just come out and walk and watch them. I mean, you know, and you get your steps in if you need to.
Yeah,
right?
Tomorrow's a great day. Friday, I know everybody wants to, like, everybody who says, oh, I want Sunday passes. Friday's a great day. Get off work. Tell your boss, I'm supporting the community. Come on out here, and, you know, it's not as crowded. The parking's a little better. Friday's a great day, and it's not going to be as hot either. Saturday and Sunday are going to be a little bit warmer than today and tomorrow.
Yeah, but even Saturday is a great day to come out and check things out because, you know, there's always something going on, and, you know, you can watch them roll through and see how things set up for Sunday. And then just basically come back out on Sunday and enjoy it again.
Yeah, and there's only a little bit of chance overnight, 2 a.m. into 5 a.m. Hours for some rain. So it looks like you're going to be great weather for, you know, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday if you come out. So anyway, Lindsay's giving those away as we speak, and we welcome you to come out to the WSOY Now Decatur Skybox and hope you have a great time. It's a lot of fun. All right, so we've got so much to get to here today. We're going to have tomorrow morning the McGuire sisters are going to join us. They are literally from Duke University via Ireland, and one of them is pro, one of them is still amateur. They're twins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which one's older. That's always an interesting dynamic with twins, right?
I don't know. Well, yeah, you got to.
I'm 9 minutes older than you.
That's right. He was 10 minutes, arrived 10 minutes before me.
All right. Anyway, Jeff worked all morning on landing that interview, so it took him an hour and a half, but he came through. We'll also have another Soccer for Dummies episode tomorrow with either Eric or Seth here because the World Cup is starting. The entire world is excited about that, except here.
Yeah, basically. That's all that shakes out.
And I guess if you travel, and we've been to Europe several times, been to Brazil. You know, you cannot understand how big football, what they all universally call football.
Right.
Except here. And how do you think we came up with soccer?
I don't know. That's a good question.
How do we land on that?
I don't know.
Maybe we'd given it a different name or just called it football, you know, the way they do in the rest of the world. Because it's not like football here predates soccer.
Yeah, because if you really think about it, football is soccer because you're using your feet.
Well, truly. And it was around a lot longer than our version.
Whereas with American football, you're carrying the ball around.
That's exactly right. So anyway, we've got, we decided to put this whole Soccer for Dummies segment together just to help you enjoy the next 30 days.
Right.
And, I'm excited. I think the fans, the way they sing, like they, you know, the team colors, the great rivalries. I mean, it matches anything that Cubs and Cards fans would do, right? And so, I think it's a great thing. So we're going to help you out here. Anyway, on the other side of the marquee coffee break, Terry Hamill's going to join us. You know, how big a deal is this to the greater Decatur community when you have 144 golfers and parents and dads, because it's Father's Day weekend, unlike a lot of the tour events, and you got people that are here for, you know, not just the tournament Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Many of them arrive Monday morning. They're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot of them stay with host families, but a lot of them stay in hotels. You know, they've got to buy gas. They all eat in restaurants. It's a pretty amazing snapshot. We'll tell you all about it after the marquee coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Join the fight against ovarian, breast, and cervical cancer on Saturday, June 30th in Fairview Park at Come Together, Be Empowered. Join us for this competitively timed 5K run and 1 mile and 5K walk, as well as survivor recognition and a special inspiring program. In addition, there will be exhibits, fun, and activities for everyone with 100% of the net revenue donated to local cancer programs. While you're there, stop by the Newhoff Media Photo Booth presented by the DMH Foundation and get your free team photo. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest-running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest-running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day, 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000.
WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on NowDecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Tayton Lyle, Dale Southlake Pharmacy, and Coley's Corner Drugs. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at NowDecatur.com.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone. With real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone. I can't believe they don't have a phone.
We're here for you. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
After years of being humiliated on the playground and having your bad hair and thick glasses ridiculed and mixing plaids with stripes, who's the nerd now, huh? CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com invites all IT professionals to post their resumes with us. Local employers are currently seeking to fill IT, sales, programming, and medical jobs. So, neener, Mr. Popular. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
The Decatur Illini Club is holding its annual Illini Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur with featured speakers, University of Illinois football coordinators Hardy Nickerson and Ron Smith. Tickets are just $25 a person, which includes an entry into a door prize raffle for an awesome Illinois football prize pack and a full barbecue dinner from Pinkies. Get your tickets now via PayPal using the email address DecaturIllini@gmail.com or by calling 413-1103. The annual Illini Celebration Dinner on Tuesday, June 19th at the KC Hall in Decatur, brought to you by the Decatur Illini Club.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday, live from the Forsyth Classic. Terry Hamill joins us, the executive director of the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. I know that because it says it on her shirt. That's okay. That's why we have NowDecatur on our shirts. How are we doing?
Good morning. How are you guys?
You know, it's been a day. It's been a day.
It's so gorgeous outside.
I know. We're inside. And it's going to be, when we get outside Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be 95. So we missed our call on the best time to broadcast outdoors. What does this tournament mean? What did it mean to you coming up under Deneen Wilmoth, you know, and how tied in she was? But, you know, the Convention Visitors Bureau has been a big player in this from the get-go, you know, and you've watched it grow over the years, the economic impact it has on our community. Can we ever overstate that? I mean, just the money that it brings in, not only the quality of life for people who love to come out to the tournament and the volunteers and all that, but just the money gets left behind.
It does. You know, and I know a lot of people don't realize this, but the very first Forsyth Classic was the Decatur Area Convention Visitors Bureau tournament.
So it was.
Kind of nice to know. And, you know, following in Deneen's footsteps to try to do the best services and do the best welcome wagon efforts, you know, is a big shoes to fill. But we are very proud to host the Players Hospitality Area. That's definitely evolved from great junky snacks to really healthy food. So, you know.
Because 25, 30 years ago, golfers were not necessarily great athletes.
No,
and now you
care.
Go out there on the driving range, and these kids are all right out of college playing for top programs like Alabama and Arizona and Florida, and they're all athletes.
Yeah.
Well, most of them. You can check out Christine Song struggling through our – she said, I'm out of shape. she was part of our WSOYMSA Challenge along with Crystal Kiwis. They were great and had a lot of fun over at the Y. But they do it is a whole different animal than it was back then.
Totally different. Different mindset. So, you know, you have to grow with the times and make changes. We also manned the real-time scoring. So that has definitely evolved from all the stats we used to have to keep track of to now. This year, we're only keeping track of scores. So that'll be much, much easier. And, you know, so it's always a great time. And this is my 21st tournament. So I'm always proud to be a part of it. And the economic impact to the community is – you know, it's huge. And sometimes it's so hard to measure only because it's kind of a silent impact sometimes when, but if you just look around and you see, and this is my big thing Deneen taught me years and years ago, count the out-of-state license plates. I mean, if you, anywhere you go, restaurants, all the hotels, the stores, the mall, places that they can all go and hang out when they're done, and the Y, places that they love to work out.
Restaurants, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the whole,
see all this.
Absolutely. We took a little tour. We went to the Y to do the workout, but they wanted coffee, so we took him over. I said, Starbucks is great, and there's, you know, Marquee, but, you know, Coffee Connection is locally owned right down the road, so we drove through the drive-through there, and then I took him downtown. And Christine's been here several years and never been to downtown. Oh. She goes, oh, my God, this is beautiful. I've never seen this. Mm-hmm. And, like, so I pointed out all of the locally owned, you know, restaurants mm-hmm. in downtown. I'm like, you know, look, you get a shot to come down here Friday, Saturday night, whatever.
Sure.
You know, come down to these local restaurants because they're the people who support the community all year round, and there's great food.
They love the water fountain.
Yes.
They think that's in the transfer house. They think that's just so cool.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of great things that they love to see. And the players that repeat that come back, you know, every year and stuff, you know, this is like home to them. So I love that hometown feeling because sometimes they play in some larger communities or they play in gambling resorts and stuff where it's so commercial and not the homey feeling. So I'm proud of what we have to offer. And I think we just do a better job every year. And congrats to, you know, Cindy and all of our committee that work really hard to put the best foot forward, and to the Park District and Greg Foley and Andy Potts that do a great job out here too. So.
Yeah, they all do an amazing thing. It's a pretty cool team. But mm-hmm. There's no more important part of it than the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and has been for a long time. In fact, an award is given out every year in Deneen's name.
It is. And we're always very careful and very proud to announce the recipient of that. It's usually someone that sometimes is a silent warrior that you never know have done so much until you really shine their light. So, you know, it was great. It's great. It's a great honor to be able to present that award.
Well, keep up the great work, the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. They bring all the money in. They're the fun people, but the people come and they leave their money when they go, which is the best way to, like, help with the gas tax and all that stuff, right?
Yes. For Forsyth and Decatur.
Absolutely. Terry, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thanks, Terry Hamlin from the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, one of our sponsors, great partners here with all of our 15 hours of broadcast, throw in Sport Talk and the Eric Lee Show. It's even more than that, but we'll be on the air Saturday starting at 2, and then we will literally be on the air at noon on Sunday, as long as nothing changes as far as weather, and we're not expecting any of that. So we'll go on the air at noon, and we'll be on the air all the way through the check presentation on Sunday. Thanks again to ADM, Tate & Lyle, J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds, Hickory Point Bank, SCAF Distributing, the Decatur Park District, the Decatur Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs, Residence Inn and Forsyth, and Ameren for sponsoring our tournament coverage each and every year. We'll take one last break, back with more, a couple more Skybox passes to give away on the other side, so stay tuned. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, highs near 86 degrees. Then tonight, slight chance to see some showers with lows around 67 degrees. Friday, 30% chance of showers, thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and hot, highs around 90. And Saturday, sunny, highs near 94. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 69 degrees.
The Forsyth Classic returns to Hickory Point Golf Club June 11th to June 17th. Come out and enjoy the longest running tournament on the LPGA Symetra Tour and the third longest running women's golf tournament. The tournament will showcase a three-day 54-hole stroke play professional tournament featuring a purse of $130,000. WSOY will provide coverage throughout the week on nowdecatur.com, as well as a live broadcast of the tournament on Saturday and Sunday. Don't miss a chance to see some of the best up-and-coming players in the World Tour as they attempt to become the champion of the oldest stop on the road to the LPGA. The Forsyth Classic, June 11th through the 17th at Hickory Point Golf Club. Coverage and live broadcast presented by ADM, SCEF Distributing, Ameren, and Hickory Point Bank. Find out more information about this year's Forsyth Classic at nowdecatur.com.
Join the fight against ovarian, breast, and cervical cancer on Saturday, June 30th in Fairview Park at Come Together, Be Empowered. Join us for this competitively timed 5K run and 1 mile and 5K walk, as well as survivor recognition and a special inspiring program. In addition, there will be exhibits, fun, and activities for everyone with 100% of the net revenue donated to local cancer programs. While you're there, stop by the Newhoff Media Photo Booth presented by the DMH Foundation and get your free team photo. For more information, go to nowdecatur.com.
Ms. Pelge, I want to place an ad for a new employee.
Now, here's all you have to do. Click here. Mm-hmm. Click here.
Yep.
Now pick the location.
Now what?
Get ready for the phone to ring.
Wow, you are good.
It's not me. It's CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. With their resume access option, it's easy to zero in on that perfect employee.
Boy.
By the way, what position are you looking to fill?
Yours. Does that mean?
Funny, they just found me a much better job than this one. Friday will be my last day.
That's fair.
Thank you, CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Just let me catch my breath.
See, I feel like I've gone as far as I can here.
Finding qualified employees is so hard.
Okay, Mrs. Flower, Mrs. Flower, please don't grovel. I set you up on CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. You can post as many jobs as you like for one low price.
Oh, why?
And with the resume access option, it's easy to zero in on the perfect employee.
You were the perfect employee.
Okay, I'm walking out now, Mrs. Flower. Let go.
Don't
let go.
Go.
Please. CentralIllinoisHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
You're listening to Buyers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back. We're live here at Hickory Point Golf Club. All right, Lindsay, Marlene, Romano, let's walk through what we have left here for the Skybox passes for the weekend.
Okay, I have three Saturday pairs remaining and one Friday.
Okay, so I'm just going to take four callers
at
875-1340. You have to have some flexibility here because we have one pair for Friday. We have three pair for Saturday. So in order of the calls, you will just do so accordingly. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, 875-1340 is the telephone number. Then we are out, but we hope you will come out and enjoy the tournament anyway. You don't have to have hospitality passes or Skybox passes to enjoy all the great stuff that we're doing this summer. The Bob Brady Auto Group, Newhoff Media, and Limitless Decatur giving you the Hot 25 list of the 25 hottest things to do and see in Central Illinois all summer long. So make sure to follow us on Facebook and nowdecatur.com as we bring you all of these great events and awesome vehicles provided by the Bob Brady Auto Group and Bob Brady Cadillac Buick GMC. Better yet, come on out and join us and get some Hot Bob swag. My goal is to have every language spoken out here. I want It's Hot Bob in every language. That's my goal.
I think that's a great idea.
Well, we're going to cover the golf tournament, but that's my goal.
That's a good idea.
We started with grilling in the garden. We had the French Fried 5K, Moequa Powwow Days, right into the Forsyth Classic. Y103 is going to be at the Forsyth Family Fun Fest this weekend. Then we get into the Shake the Lake concert series and then Come Together, Be Empowered on June 30th. And don't forget, we've partnered up with the Decatur Memorial Hospital Foundation to do your team photo that day.
Yep.
So you can come on out and pose. We'll take the picture for you, put them all up on social media, so you know, because there's always that thing you can't really do a selfie of eight people, and then so somebody's you got to like, will you mind taking a picture? And then they take it and it's horrible,
right.
Out of focus,
right.
Somebody's head's cut off, or somebody in the group doesn't get in the photo because they got to take the picture. That's why we're there for you.
We're
that
taking
whole
care
day
of it for you.
Yes.
That's right.
Then we go back into another Shake the Lake concert, and then the opening of Heroes Hall, the Children's Museum of Illinois. That's going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. That opens July 7th and 8th that weekend for the general public. Cannot wait. The Scoville Zoo Ice Cream Safari. We got the McElroy Memorial Golf Outing. We got the BO3K, the Warrensburg Corn Festival, the Findlay Walleye Festival, Kidstock, the Razzle Dazzle Good Times Parade. The list goes on and on and on. It's all available, full list, and then in that list is all the details for all of the events and then websites and social media. Just go to nowdecatur.com and click on the Hot 25. And once again, I want to thank Drew and Steve and Bob and the entire crew out at Bob Brady. They've done an amazing job. I was, you know, there's no easy way to get from Mount Zion to Forsyth.
No, there's not.
It's a long haul.
It is.
I mean, I think I could get from Forsyth to Bloomington just as fast.
And is Brush College still closed?
It was, so I haven't.
I believe they reopened it.
Okay,
that would be good to know. So today I was experimenting, and I in the Cadillac Escalade, there's no such thing as a long ride because it's just nothing but smooth.
Yes.
It is
you
so good.
You wouldn't feel those bumps.
Absolutely. You know, so I thought, well, I'm going to go down 121, I'm going to hit 36, and then I'm going to take 22nd Street.
Okay.
I don't know that there's a quicker way or not.
Okay.
You can go Lost Bridge to Lakeshore to 51, mm-hmm. and that's a scenic drive, but I thought I'll try this one, a little bit different.
Okay.
And so I took 22nd, then I took 22nd to Mound to 51.
And then 51 North.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't know why. But okay. It was a pleasurable drive because there's no such thing as a non-pleasurable drive in the Cadillac Escalade, the 18, which is on display parked in the front parking spot right out there here. And we're going to take out and do some interviews in the Escalade today.
Ah, very cool. Good.
Yeah, Avery George, who was my Pro-Am partner on Monday.
Oh, awesome.
Georgia girl. So we'll be doing that a little bit later this
morning. Who's all on the squad today?
The squad today consists of Michael Berhaney and Matt Hall and myself and Sam Osborne.
Good deal.
Or our big blue partner now that Newhoff Media is the home of Millikan University Sports.
That's awesome.
He's the golf coach there.
And he will be joining us this weekend as well.
He'll be out on the course. Mm-hmm. And then we are playing with Carly Carr, which is a lot of alliteration, and looking forward. She played golf at Auburn.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah, so she's our program partner, so to speak,
gotcha.
Today. So we'll Matt's bringing the video camera out for that as well, so we'll have a lot of fun. It should be a great weekend. I really think that people are going to enjoy it. And then right now, don't forget, you got that $299 monthlies. You can get a brand-new 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited. I mean, that's an amazing deal for $299 a month lease. It's the Jeep Celebration event. Check it out at Bob Brady and Bob Brady Auto Mall and Bob Brady Auto Group. Okay, Lindsay, we need to bump out of here.
In the Hot 25.
In the Hot 25, all summer long, all the way through Labor Day. And if you missed any of the show today, podcasts are available. Presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You can get them at Nowdecator.com, the Nowdecator app, the Nowdecator Facebook page, the iTunes store, anywhere you get your podcast, we're there. That's it for us. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Have a great day.